This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Caring for someone with a disability, a medical condition, a mental illness, or who is frail due to age can be quite challenging, and at times you can feel like you're completely alone. Well, the good news is that there is support available, and the Carer Gateway provides services and support to unpaid carers across Australia. Nick Kalikia is the team leader of community engagement at Mary Health Carer Services. Nick, welcome to Drive.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about Carer Gateway and who the program does aim to help?
Yeah, absolutely. So Carer Gateway is a national initiative. It's funded by the Australian government via the Department of Social Services, and it was launched in April of 2020. And as you stated, we provide in-person, online and phone-based services for unpaid carers no matter where they live. So just to confirm, we define a carer as a person who provides unpaid care and support to either a family member, a friend, a loved one, or with a disability, a mental illness, chronic health condition, or age-related condition.
It's interesting.
Also wanted to recognise that, just saying that all caring situations are different. So we do define carers from all different walks of life, and caring roles are very different for a lot of different people. So we do provide support for carers who might look after someone who they live with. They might provide support 24 hours a day, or they might look after someone a couple of hours a week.
That's a lot of work. And you mentioned that these are unpaid carers. I wonder, and I don't expect you to know the answer, but I wonder if anyone has actually quantified the amount in terms of how much this would actually cost if all these people were paid.
The last I looked at it was about $79 billion a year, which is obviously a lot of money that would take away the amount of care that these people provide. So we're looking at about 2.65 million people in Australia who provide unpaid care to another person.
And that's, I suppose, an unrecognised contribution to the economy as well. What is our Mary Health's relationship with Carer Gateway, and how does it support the program?
Yeah, so we're a healthcare provider, community health provider. We've been around since the 70s. And in 2020, we came on board as a Carer Gateway provider here in Victoria. So we work with seven other organisations. We're the lead agency and deliver services across the state. So our team based in Preston manages statewide delivery of the services. We provide both the central intake and registration. And then our team at Carer Services, we provide the in-person and online supports in the northern and western metro Melbourne region.
What was, I suppose, the initial reason for launching the service?
Well, so the government implemented the Care Recognition Act in 2010. So with that was an implementation to increase recognition and recognise and raise awareness for carers' roles in providing daily care. So we know that, you know, there's lots of different, I guess, definitions of, you know, disabilities and mental health conditions, medical conditions, and frail age, with obviously an aging population as well. So that Care Recognition Act kind of really looked into the role that unpaid carers play in this country. So in 2015, Carer Gateway came along and was first introduced as a website and a phone line to help carers and to access supports in their caring role. They made a commitment to implement a four-year consultation process with working with carers and people in the sector. So it was really important for them to listen to the voices of carers and to really make sure that their needs were taken into account and listened to. And then the full rollout implementation, it was in April of 2020. So that included the delivery of in-person services through organisations across the country. So obviously with Mary Health being the lead agency here in Victoria.
We're chatting with Nick Kalikia, the team leader of community engagement at Mary Health Carer Services, about support available for those who are unpaid carers. It's really interesting because my mother had a stroke on Christmas Day last year, and instantly my father was overnight became one of these full-time carers. And one of the things that I noticed was, you know, we found it difficult to find, I suppose, support to help him in caring for my mother. And I guess my question is, what's the importance of providing help and support to carers in our community when they do need it?
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I think you're definitely not alone in that. I think a lot of people do become carers pretty much overnight, or that it can happen gradually as well. So, and a lot of people do fall into that role quite suddenly and don't really know where to turn. We can offer sort of, I guess, advice and supports around what is available. So a lot of people do use our service purely for that, to gain advice and information. But as you said, we know that people are doing their best and carers are doing their best to support the person that they care for. And we know that that comes with a lot of challenges. So to answer your question, I think, you know, providing help and support to people that really need it, especially around what kind of challenges they face. So there's, you know, emotional challenges, feelings of isolation, anger, guilt, distress. There's financial challenges. So the research shows that 50% of primary carers are on a low income, because we know that the extra cost of carers of caring can be enormous. Then there's physical challenges, such as people being chronically tired. We know that the caring role can be emotionally taxing and also physically draining. And also research shows that 40% of carers are likely to live with a chronic health condition themselves, which then adds also to the burden and to the challenges of being a carer. So our role is to recognise all carers, because we know that they can, they do and provide support like no one else kind of can.
Now, Nick, let's say someone's listening, they're going, oh my goodness, that is exactly how I'm feeling at the moment. What sort of supports are available through the Carer Gateway?
Yeah, there's a range of both in-person and online support. So I'll go through the main ones. So there's free counselling sessions available to help support a person's emotional well-being and support. We also provide free coaching with a trained carer coach. We have programs around peer support as well. So we like to give people the opportunity to meet other carers and like learn, you know, how they face their challenges and to maybe some advice from each other. We can also offer short-term respite, such as home-based respite, residential respite, or help with community access. There's also emergency respite available 24/7. And as I mentioned before, we can also just help with information and guidance. As you said, you know, it can be really overwhelming when someone becomes a carer quite suddenly. We can provide information around what supports are available and provide referral pathways as need be. So, for example, other mainstream services such as NDIS or My Age Care, we might be able to help with referrals or information. And then there's also the online supports. So we have carer forums, self-guided coaching and skills courses as well.
And I think that's fabulous, even providing help around the whole My Age Care process, because, I mean, that can be quite convoluted in itself, which is something that, you know, I've certainly struggled with in trying to find out and to navigate it as well. What if you've got carers who come from, say, minority groups or, you know, groups that perhaps are a little hesitant to reach out for some help?
Yeah, look, we'll do all our best to support carers, and we definitely do have a priority on those carers as well, because we know that they can be the most vulnerable people in our community. So there's a few different things we can offer, such as translated support. So we have access to translators, and we can offer those kind of supports as well. That could be both online or in person. We also refer to culturally and linguistically diverse groups, such as local groups in the area. We work a lot with the Vietnamese community, the Arabic community, and we also can provide brokered services and support. So, for example, if we have an Italian-speaking carer who'd like to partake in counselling, we can actually potentially broker some services where we can get them in touch with an Italian-speaking counsellor, so that barrier is taken down. I also want to take this opportunity to plug a program that I'm currently working on, which is called Rainbow Crew. It's a specific online peer support group for carers who are part of the LGBTQIA+ community, and we meet online on the last Friday of every month. So you do have to be registered with Carer Gateway, but it is a program that I'm very proud of and have been part of for a couple of years now.
So that's called Rainbow Crew.
Rainbow Crew, yes.
And if someone, like the Joy Drive family, are located right across the state, how can we learn or get in touch? And in particular, let's say we want to get in touch with Rainbow Crew. What do we do?
Yeah, well, the Carer Gateway website is a great place to start. That has all the information and advice that I've sort of just touched on today. Mm-hmm. So it has a list of services and supports. And it also has all the online skills courses and forums that I was also mentioning. So that's caregateway.gov.au. We also have the 1-800 number, which is available between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. So carers can give that number a call and have a chat with one of the intake team. And then they can, speak about what supports or services they would like to engage in. We've also got the Merry Health website, which you can read about Rainbow Crew on. So it's Merry Health, M-E-R-R-I, health.org.au. And we have some information about Rainbow Crew up on the website.
Nick, love the work that you're doing. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
That is Nick Kalikia, the team leader of community engagement at Merry Health Carer Services.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.